Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1 minute after six, I believe. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I'd like to invite everyone to please stand and join me for a moment of silence and then the Pledge of Allegiance, please. The flag is behind the audience on the wall. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Roll call, please, Mr. Hammond.
Mrs. Rohr.
Present.
Mr. DeAngelis.
Here.
Mrs. Fenn.
Present.
Dr. Good.
Present.
Mr. Hershberger.
Here.
Thank you. I need a motion, please, to approve the June 14th, 2021 agenda. I need a motion, please.
Motion.
Here.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Yeah, whichever one, I'll do a second.
Motion by.
I think Bernadette motion and Jay second. And we're ready to roll call.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you. D, motion to approve the minutes from the April 12th, 2021 regular meeting, the May 17th, 2021 regular meeting, and the May 24th, 2021 special meeting agendas. I need a motion, please.
Here.
Thank you. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. And a roll call, please.
Second was by?
Jay.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Thank you. Student recognition. Is somebody here going to do Hazel Harvey?
I'm on here.
Oh, sorry, Jody. I mean, Mrs. Hughes.
No worries.
Mrs. Hughes.
I'm sorry I couldn't be here this evening in person, but I did want to join via Zoom so that I could recognize our students of the month for the month of May. These students went above and beyond working so hard in our last month of school, both on their academics, but also their character and trying to be extra kind to their peers. We want to congratulate them and recognize them. Our kindergarten students are Austin Paymer, Lauren Roller, Vivian Balish, and Havana Vega. Our first grade students were Kaylee Soltis, Aria Osborne, Andrew Shoemaker, and Camden Busen. And our second grade students were Kennedy Acevedo, Thad Steiner, and Camden Corum. So congratulations to those students for doing amazing work in our last month of school.
Thank you. Mrs. Zellinger, you're ready for CIS, please.
For our CIS students of the month, these are students who have shown kindness all year, who worked hard all year, are good role models at school. From third grade, we had Tegan Raffel and Wyatt Dannemiller. Fourth grade, Adriana Akers and Zach Yeager. Fifth grade, Rosie Pierce and Tommy Gallagher. And in sixth grade, Delaney Marshall and Nathan Armstrong.
Thank you. And we're ready for the needle mover and Mr. Rodriguez.
All right, I have the pleasure of introducing our needle mover with Mr. Osborne not being here. And it's with great honor that this honor go to Margaret Schaefer, who is actually on here because she thought she was going to have to do an Acelus program overview. So. Margaret, congratulations. Mrs. Schaefer is our online teacher. She also runs the majority of our Acelus, especially behind the scenes, and she has worked with all of our credit recovery students and students who are just struggling to get caught up And you will find Margaret in the building early, and you will find her there sometimes at 5:30, 6 o'clock, working with students who have jobs during the day to make sure that they get the credits needed. So, Mrs. Schaefer, congratulations. It is much deserved.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. That was so nice. You goosehead.
Congratulations, Mrs. Schaefer. Thank you so much. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this brings us to our public participation part of our meeting, and all meetings of the board and board appointed committees are open to the public. In order for the board to fulfill its obligation to complete the planned agenda in an effective and efficient fashion, a maximum of 30 minutes of public participation may be permitted at each meeting. Each person addressing the board shall give her full name. His, her full name and address. If several people wish to speak, each person is allotted 3 minutes until the total times of 30 minutes is used. All right, do we have anybody who would like to speak? Mr. Linder, do you see anybody on the Zoom? Okie dokie. Thank you.
Good evening. This is Norm Smith. I live on Chibiabas Trail in the township. I've got a couple of questions or a few questions, and I'm not sure this is the right forum to actually get answers from the board. So if y'all could help me out when I'm done here, if I should be going through a different forum, that's fine, direct correspondence, whatever the right answer is, if you can just help me out. So a couple of things I'm curious about. One is the facility project. A couple months ago, we were on the cusp of spending a bunch of money, I think $5.5 million, or committing it. And that decision was postponed in the April board meeting. And since that time, it's been crickets. It hasn't appeared on an agenda. I'm really curious of what's going on. Apparently, there's been some decision made just because from the silence, but I'd like to know more specifically from the board, what's happening with that and what's going on, where are we? The other subject I'd like to address or ask some questions about has to do more specifically with curriculum in our district. I'd like to know where I could find a list of textbooks and authors that are approved and used within our district. I haven't been able to find that. I may have missed it, but I haven't been able to find it. I'd like to find a list of the required and recommended reading for our students, both books and authors, if I could. I don't know where to find that. I'd like to see a description of the guidelines given to the Chippewa teachers for their use in teaching our kids. Or are they more or less on their own? Are there specific guidelines as to what we expect with regard to content? Or are they on their own? I'd like to know that from the board. I'd like to know the board's position on some specific subjects. Some examples would be social studies civics curriculum, health and human development curriculum, and mathematics. For instance, where does the board stand on CRT, critical race theory, or equity theory, as applied to really all of the curriculum? Where does the board stand on gender education, gender identity, those questions, and how is that presented and developed within our classrooms, and what are our kids being taught? Where does the board stand on mathematics fundamentals, and how is that measured, and how is that judged, and what are they supposed to know when they finish at Chippewa Local? I'd like to know what the criteria for pass or fail in some of these areas, or is there a distinction in some of these areas? Again, I'm not sure if this is the right way to ask the questions of the board. I would very much like to have answers from the board. If you need me to submit a written letter with the questions, I can do that. I would like very much to have answers, whether they're directly to me or whether they're posted on the website, makes no difference. but I'd like to understand a little more about what's going on in the classrooms. That's it. Thank you all for your service. I do appreciate it.
I'm not trying
to cause you trouble.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. And I will follow up by indicating, I think that you had some several questions, and if you would put those in writing and send those to Mr. Osborne, then those issues can be addressed.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would, how shall I delicately say, I would very much like for the board to answer the questions as opposed to an employee of the board. So just, I don't know how else to say that. So I would very much like the board's answers to these questions, but I will send it to Mr. Osborne if that's where you'd like me to send it.
Thank you. Mr. Hammond, do you have anything to add on that, please?
Mr. Smith, if I could address your concern or your comments. It is our board meeting. The intent is to be held in the public. The time for the public to comment is to present their concerns or their entrance to the board. It's not meant to be a dialogue or a discussion with the public at large, but it is meant to allow the public to address their concerns. And typically, what is recommended and what we find the best practice is, you've expressed the concerns, the board will then take note of that, and most of those, especially in this particular case, those fall under the auspices of the superintendent, and so he would be the one directed to get back to you to respond to those. So I don't know that helps clarify things for you, but that's...
Without just going into dialogue, I understand that this is not the place for debate or discussion between individuals and the board. I understand that I did not expect an answer from the board tonight. I certainly didn't expect an off-the-cuff answer. I don't expect an off-the-cuff answer from anybody to these questions. I guess I understand that these do fall under the auspices of the superintendent's office, but still the superintendent is an employee of the board, and the board is responsible for everything that goes on in the district, whether it's what's in the classroom or who's sweeping the halls. The board is ultimately responsible for everything in our school district. And that's why I was curious of the board's response to the questions. But I understand what you're saying about it being Mr. Osborne's responsibility to carry out these things and to address these things. But I would think that the board also has an opinion and hopefully has provided direction. And so that's really what I was seeking.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. And I'm sure that when Mr. Osborne speaks with you, he will have communicated with the board to help give that response. The only other alternative is if you wanted to communicate indirectly with each of the board members, but they're not acting as a board, they're acting as individual elected members of your district.
Understand. I will pin the questions and address them to Mr. Osborne and probably copy the board with what I send Mr. Osborne.
That sounds very fair. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mr. Linder, is there anybody else on Zoom? I unfortunately, I can't see because I have this tiny little screen. Mrs. Heaton? Oh, there you are. Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Samantha Heaton, Chibiabos Trail. I swear, Norm and I don't know each other. We're not here to, we live on the same street, but I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. I wasn't able to get a sitter tonight. I want to make sure everyone can hear me. I know last month, Mrs. Fenn had a hard time hearing and understanding some of the people via Zoom. So am I loud and clear?
Yes, thank you.
I'd like to thank the board members that have opened up the conversation of whether or not the new build project needs to be addressed a little more, this time with a little bit more input from the community. I'd also like to thank Mr. Hammond, I hope I said his name right, as he offered a calm and outsider voice of reason at last month's meeting. I've been tuning into these meetings ever since I caught wind of the major financial decisions this board was starting to make. Years of mismanagement, misguided decisions, and passing off building code reports have been put on the desk of this district. And I understand a lot is riding on these discussions, issues that Hazel Harvey has had before. I want to let you know that I would never have known of all of this district's shortcomings until I started listening to these meetings. The reason why I never knew the shortcomings of the building stats and the district in itself is because of the wonderful staff that has been taking care of my children while school is in session. The staff at Hazel Harvey and CIS are all I can speak of, since seeing how my children are young. But those teachers, those aides, those PTO volunteers make every day at Chippewa an enriching day because of their hard work. The custodial, IT, maintenance, kitchen, and busing, and all their support staff keep those buildings, buses, and meals at top notch because of their hard work. They deserve better, and they need to be listened to. This community deserves more. It deserves modern ideas, modern buildings, and modern forward-thinking board. Please don't be discouraged by stepping back and looking at the future of the school district again. You express how difficult it is to get levies passed here. Did you ever think that it's the proposals on the levy that are on the table that is the shortcoming and not the community that always votes them down? This town is evolving. The class size is getting bigger with every new kindergarten class. I know this town thrives by offering small town feel. I would love to keep that narrative in this town. That's why I decided to move here and move my family here. But let's not let that stunt the growth of this community as well and the school district. So thank you to the board members that kind of stood up and started asking more questions. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you. What about Mrs. Gabinski? Does Mrs. Gabinski have her hand up? Okay, so sorry, it's just my mouse having a hand up and I thought it was somebody. All right, Mr. Linder, are you sure we haven't missed anybody? All right, thank you very much. Thank you. All right, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, the treasurer's consent agenda. Finance, approved payment of $11,192.63 to GBR Programs Incorporated for the Viva Spanish Language Programs for Saints Peter and Paul, PO number 21000864. B, approved payment of $46,505.60 to Garmin Miller and Associates for Phase 2 Services, purchase order number 21000899. C, approved the Jefferson Health Plan Benefit Plan for Fiscal Year 2022, a copy of which is attached here to incorporated herein. Approved to accept the donation of $1,500 from Gale House Lumber to go towards the cost of the sixth grade Camp New Hop trip. All right, thank you. I need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Any questions, comments, concerns, discussion? Jay was the first. I would like to say thank you to Gale House Lumber. I think that's pretty neat.
Before we vote, I would just like to comment to the district, to the staff that may be listening. The Jefferson Health Plan, which is for fiscal 2022, the only increase in rates was for the dental. And it was minimal, but overall our medical insurance, our health insurance, stayed right where it was as for fiscal 21 to fiscal 22. And I'm sorry that was poorly worded, but basically rates stayed the same.
Thank you. May we have any other questions, comments, concerns, discussions? Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Here.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
Yes.
Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Fenn?
Yes.
Okay, Superintendent, approve the auxiliary service one-year contract for Saints Peter and Paul for the following. Stephanie Casto, it's an auxiliary clerk. There's a Mary, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. Palinke? Palicki.
Palicki.
Sorry. Charlotte. Liesl. Pam Douglas. Elizabeth Vogt. Vogt. Okay. B. Approved transition days for Heather Davis, EMS coordinator, at the per diem rate as per the EMS service agreement, a maximum of 5 days as assigned by the superintendent. Approve the following staff to be moved on the salary scale for the 2021-2022 school year for Scott Geiser, Megan Schultz, Jennifer Johnson, Emily Conyers. D, approve the following hires. Ellie Bonema? Bonema? Yes. Oh, sorry. And Emma Gettner. That one I knew. All right. E, approve the overnight Washington, D.C. trip for the senior class on March 21 through 24, 2022 through Newark Tours. F, approve the resignation of Karen Foster, Hazel Harvey preschool teacher, effective the end of the 2020-2021 school year. G, approve the Summa Health Sports Agreement, a copy of which is attached here too and incorporated herein. Approve to continue participation with Goodwill's Pathway to Success program. I, approve the disposal slash donation of outdated textbooks, quantity of 52, Living in Our Worlds, 1997, social studies textbooks. J, approve to extend the leave of absence for Mike Zenner until July 31st, 2022. K, approve the memorandum of understanding between Chippewa Local School District Board of Education and OPSI and its chapter 445 in order to compromise, resolve, and settle any and all pending and slash or imminent disputes, grievances, arbitrations, unfair labor practices, administrative actions, lawsuits, and appeals relating to the secretary assistant, aka secretary assistant position, a copy of which is attached here to and approved herein. And L, approve the following resolution. Whereas the Board of Education has determined that a reduction in force of classified staff is necessary due to lack of work pursuant to Article 7 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement between the Ohio Association of Public School Employees, Chapter Number 445, and the Board of Education, ORC 3319.172. And whereas the district administration has met with representatives for the OPSI to discuss the proposed reduction in force and provided notice to the employees potentially affected by the proposed reduction in force. Now, therefore, be it resolved, Section 1, effective June 14th, 2021, the following van bus driver position are reduced and or eliminated upon recommendation of the superintendent pursuant to Article 7 of the negotiating agreement between Ohio Association of Public School Employees and the Board of Education and ORC 3319.172, where reduction of one van slash bus driver position effective June 14th, and that would be Teresa Young. So, I need a motion, please.
Motion.
Thank you. And a second, please.
Here.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Discussion?
I would like to make a couple comments since the superintendent's not here and I can do that.
You can do it when he's here, too.
So, no, that would be stepping on his turf. The item B, that's approval for Heather Davis, EMIS coordinator. She is from Board Action, will be coming part-time starting with fiscal year 22. She has a few days that she can give us, and so it's a good transition, which is why we're asking for those 5 days. Also, item D, I'd like to just recognize that Ellie is here. Would you like to say a few words to us, or would the high school principal like to introduce her and say a few words?
Sure.
And the mic is up here. Don't be shy. So.
I will help. Yeah, I would like to introduce Ellie. Ellie comes to us from Perry up by the lake. Then she went to the University of Akron and just recently last spring finished up her student teaching at Barberton. So we were very fortunate to have Ellie with us. She's going to be teaching science classes, including chemistry and physics. So Ellie, welcome. We're very pleased to have you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We haven't voted yet.
You got...
if we don't laugh, you know.
We'll compare notes on substitute teaching at Barberton. I did mine there.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Got to go. Okay. Roll call, please.
I'm done with my comments.
Thank you. Oh, and I would like to announce that our superintendent was chosen, was asked by the director of the superintendent's thing is, to mentor another superintendent. So I think that's a nice recognition. What is it?
I think it's EOSA.
EOSA. Now we need to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mr. Hershberger?
Yes.
Mrs. Rohr?
Yes.
Mr. DeAngelis?
I'm abstaining because of item G.
Okay.
Thank you.
Understand. Thank you for catching that. Dr. Good?
Yay.
Mrs. Finn?
Yes. Yay, yeah, now Ellie. Woo!
There we go.
Got that one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have no items of discussion. We have no new business.
How do you know? Did you ask your board members?
Does anybody have any items of discussion?
Please be more than six.
Linda, I actually would just like to, I did send a request. So Ira, I guess I'll address this to you. I would like for us to get an update. I know we needed time for you to get up and running and close out the school year, but the request was for a response basically from you in support with the superintendent regarding our operational budget and our financial outlook, and then additionally whether or not what your recommendation would be to move forward with the building project. So if we don't have a response or guidance yet, could you at least give us an idea when you think you would be able to give us that information?
If I can address that concern, it is a slow process. I'm trying to build from the ground up so that the advice I give you or the direction I point you to that I feel very confident in it. I am hoping by the end of July I will be able to provide that recommendation to you. Slower than I would like to be, but I want to make sure that I got all of the pieces in place. And that would start as my communication to the board earlier last week was to try and have an April and May statement by the end of this week, first of next week, which will give me a good basis to move forward. But with the end of the fiscal year being June 30th, with appropriations needed for ongoing operations of the district and budgets for next year, I'm really hoping that I can accomplish all that by the end of July. And I know that's probably not a satisfactory answer because of all that you have on the agenda, but it's where I'm at.
Okay, thank you. So for the most part, I think we're looking maybe at our meeting in July. Is that what I understand? Or are we targeting August?
I may be able to give you some update, but I don't expect any strong opinion or confident level of guidance before the end of July, so it would be early August.
Thank you very much.
All right. Anything?
Any other concerns that you might have that I can discuss for you? Mrs. Rourke?
No, that was, I knew we needed maybe a timeline so that, you know, the community and the board members do not think that we're silent, but that we're allowing you the opportunity and the time needed to look at our operational budget, to do the work, get up and running, and then, you know, revisit what our opportunity is and moving forward.
No, and I thank you for the
timeline
question.
Timeline is very appreciative.
No, I thank you for the question because I agree with you that the district does need to have some knowledge of that. I mean, as Norm Smith was saying, he felt like it was crickets, and I apologize for that, Norm, but we're trying to get there as quick as we can.
Thank you, Mr. Hammond. I appreciate that.
All right. Anything else, ladies and gentlemen, for discussion?
I have no items for discussion.
Okay.
Me neither.
Okay. And there's no new business listed, so I don't think there's any new business. Going once, going twice. Then we need to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Jay made the motion to adjourn. A second, please.
I'll second.
Thank you. We'll do a vote voice. Ladies and gentlemen, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say nay. Oop, the ayes have it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Do have a good evening. Enjoy the summer.
Thank you.